Blog Talk Radio.
Take me to the king.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. You are listening to Take Me to the King by Tamela Mann. How many would like to go and see the King today? Hallelujah. If you woke up this morning with your mind stayed on Jesus, you had an invitation to see the King. Amen. If you're clothed in your right mind today and you have all the activities of your limbs, you have an invitation to see the King. Amen, amen. If you allowed God to minister to you, and if you allow him to shield and protect you, you have an invitation to see the King today. Amen. If he has covered you with his blood and your children are secured, amen, amen. If your family members, husbands, wives, hallelujah, even your neighbors, even your enemies today, amen, they have an invitation to see the King. You see, this invitation is to the world. It's just not for a select few. Hallelujah. If you go over into Acts in the first chapter, it says the promise is unto you. It's unto you. And it's unto your children and your children's children. It's to all those that would call on the name of Jesus. Ah, Kirk Franklin wrote that song for Tamela Mann. Take me to the King. I tell you, he wrote the song. And then God had to deal with him on who to give this particular song to. And he chose Tamela Mann. I'm so happy that God chose me today. I'm so happy that he chose me to be in his royal family. I'm so happy that one day he looked down and he saw the miserable pit that I was dwelling in. Ah, glory to the Lord. How many was in a pit, but one day God reached way down? Hallelujah. He reached way down and he pulled you out. Hallelujah. We were in the jaws of hell. We were on a course of destruction. Hallelujah. We were heading down a miserable road. Oh, but God is so merciful. He's so loving. He's so kind. And we give him praise today. I give no glory, and I want to serve the enemy. Hallelujah. I want to serve him. Notice today that we are going to lift up the name of Jesus. I'm serving the enemy. Notice today that he gets no glory on this line. We're going to lift up the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That's why we ask the question, and that's why David asked the question, who is this King of Glory? Well, you have an opportunity to learn about this King of Glory. You have an opportunity to give your life to this King of Glory. You have an opportunity to repent and ask the Lord to forgive you today. Hallelujah. We don't have a church to direct you to. Glory to God. But I can tell you about the church of the living God. I can tell you about a man named Jesus. Hallelujah. Who came to die for our sins. I can tell you about the blood that Jesus shed. It will never lose its power. Oh, I'm excited about God today. Hey, it wasn't feeling the greatest yesterday, but I'm excited about what God is doing. We had contacted someone to speak today and didn't get a response. Hallelujah. I don't know if it was miscommunication or they didn't receive the text, but that's all right. God already designed this day. He knew what the day was going to be whole before we even woke up this morning. Amen. So we give him glory. We give him honor. We thank you once again for tuning in to listen. in this hour, in this next hour and a half, 2 hours, however the Lord have us on this line. Hallelujah. We thank all of our listeners. We thank all of our callers. We thank those of you that listen live on the internet, those that come in the chat room. Oh, we bless God for you today. Amen, because if it was not for you, we wouldn't have an audience. Hallelujah, but I thank God because he said his gospel is going to be preached to every creature. Amen, every man, woman, boy and girl will have heard about the good news of Jesus Christ. Amen, so we greet you in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus. We thank God for our co-host, Sister Ruby Larry. Thank God for her promptness. Thank God for her diligence. Amen. Amen. She's always prompt and ready and on time. And God loved that because we're dealing with an excellent God. Amen. And everything we do, it should be done with the spirit of excellence. Amen. Thank God. I see Sister Patrice on the line. Amen. Amen. So we're going to open up with the word of prayer. Let me go to Sister Patrice, Sister Ruby, and see if she is in a position, if she's in a quiet place where she can open up with the word of prayer. Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, we just thank you, God. We come unto you, God. Oh, God, we come unto you this day, Lord God.
Thank
you, God, and we just thank you. We thank you, God. We ask that you forgive us for all of our shortcomings, God. We ask, God, that for those who have an ear, Lord God, the word that's coming forth, God, that it not only comes into their ear gate, that it goes into their spirit, man, Lord God, and that they receive the very word from you, God, Lord God, and for whomever is speaking in this hour, Lord God, that, God, that you bless them in every way that you know how, God, that you use them to the full, God, to get your word to your people, God, and we just thank you for every listener that is on the line, God, though they're few or many, Lord God, however many, God, we just bless you and thank you and give you to glory, the glory for it right now, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. And we ask that you go into evangelist
thank
Adrian,
you, God.
Lord God, and strengthen her, God. Give her
you,
strength,
Jesus.
God.
Hallelujah.
And comfort her, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. And we just thank you. We thank you for every minister of God. Oh, God, every person that has come on and gave a word from you, God. We appreciate this ministry, God.
Thank you, God.
We thank you, God. Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Let your will be done. Let your will take place in this hour, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Patrice. I tell you, Sister Patrice been with us from just about the inception of this radio broadcast, I tell you. And she's been faithfully supportive of this ministry, and we certainly thank God for her. Amen. I tell you, again, I said we had some miscommunication today, but that's all right. We're going to go forth as the Lord should lead us. And I tell you, you know, it's a hard act to follow. From yesterday. I mean, the anointing was on the man of God yesterday, and the Holy Ghost spoke and had his way on yesterday. So that is a hard act to follow. And it is always hard to follow when the Holy Ghost is in charge. Amen. So we asking the Lord to lead and guide us today and give a word to our audience today and those listeners that may feel like they're not connected, may feel a little disconnected today. But I want you to know that you can never be disconnected from the God of glory. Amen, amen. He said, when you call on me, I will answer. Hallelujah. And God is always attentive to our prayers. He's attentive to our needs and our petitions and our requests. Hallelujah. Remember, he know everything there is to know about us. Amen. There's nothing hidden from God. Amen. So we just bless the Lord. Thank God for Liberal Democrat being with us today. And we certainly give God glory and honor. Hallelujah for this awesome man of God. And we're asking God to continue to lead and guide and direct them. Again, we're continuing on with our destiny focus for this week. And that is in the form of a question. Who is this King of Glory? Who is this King of Glory? And as we begin to look and study a little bit and think about this king, we all know that a king can be a male sovereign, a monarch, a man who holds some kind of life tenure. And usually it's by hereditary. Usually it's by the authority of a country or a people. You know, back in the Old Testament, amen, kings were appointed and kings began to reign and rule because of their family lineage. And if you were born into a royal family, and when your father passed on, it really didn't matter what age you were. The son was to carry on the work of that king. And so the people, I'm reminded of Josiah, the prophet Josiah, the king Josiah. He was called at the age of 8 years old. Amen. And his father before him reigned. So the lineage, the ark was always passed to the children, the sons. Amen. They didn't have any kings in that day that were female. Most of the kings were men. And then there did rise up some queens that were able to reign. Deborah was a prophetess. She was a prophetess and she was a queen. Amen. So she reigned and ruled over a country. Amen. And when we look at that word glory, we're looking at the definition of glory says very great praise, honor or distinction bestowed by common consent, meaning, guess what? This honor and this praise have been bestowed upon someone by some other people that are of the same persuasion, that have the common consent to give that honor that's due that particular entity. Amen. So that's what we're looking at today. Something that is a source of honor, fame, and admiration, a distinguished ornament or an object of pride. So that distinguished ornament and that object of pride today is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that's why David asked the question in Psalm 24:8. He said, who is this King of Glory? Who is this King of Glory? See, we want to give glory to our friends. We want to give glory to our spouses. We want to give glory to our children. And we won't give glory to those we like. Hallelujah. But how many are willing to give God some glory today? How many are willing to submit to the hand of God? How many are willing to tell the Lord how much you love him, how much you appreciate him, how much you honor him? We want to give God some glory. David said, who is this King of Glory? Amen, amen. And as I begin to look today, I said, Lord, now what would you have us to talk about today? And the Lord began to take me. I didn't go there quickly, but I just was listening to the voice of God. And then the Lord began to deal with me about the disobedient prophet. You see, sometimes, people of God, we want to hear a word from the Lord. We're looking for the prophet. We're looking for the prophetess. We're looking for the apostle. We're looking for somebody to give us a rhema word. We're looking for somebody to tell us how beautiful and how bright and how marvelous our future look. Well, you don't need to look to the prophet, the prophetess. You don't need to look to the apostle. All you need to do is look to this King of Glory. All you need to do is look in the scripture, and the scripture tells you clearly who you are. There's no mistake about God's word. And remember, God said his glory will he give to no other. God is not going to give anybody his glory. He'll kill you before he allow you to get his glory. Amen. He'll wipe out a whole nation because he don't want to give the glory. He don't want no man to receive his glory. Amen. So as I begin to look at this, I want to invite your attention for a little while. And I want to tell you about this disobedient prophet. Hallelujah. And I said, Laura, why are you sending me here? He said, because you know what? When they take their eyes off of me and when they fail to do what I have instructed them to do, then guess what? They're giving glory to someone else. Hallelujah. He said, I gave this prophet clear instructions, and he did not follow my instructions. Last week, we talked about a text. Last week, Prophet Davis did a series on why seek ye the living among the dead. And on Thursday, God did a shifting. Amen. And he told me to send a warning. He said, sound the trumpet. He said, be not deceived, for God is not mocked. Hallelujah. That was a warning. So today I said, Lord, you know, I don't want to be called a preacher of doom. Nobody want to be looked on as a preacher of doom. Everybody want to be looked upon well. Everybody want people to feel like, hey, she got a good word for me today. Hallelujah. But every word that someone have, it may not be the word for houses and land. It may not be the word, the word for prosperity and riches. No! Sometimes God want us to settle ourselves. Sometimes God want us to be still. Hallelujah, and hear the word of the Lord. Amen. You know, we get caught up sometimes because we're looking at the outer shell of a man. But that's not what God looks at. God looks at our heart. He's not interested in how you dress up this physical man. He's interested in how you dress up the inner man. See, that's what God looks at. He looks at our heart. He looks at our intent. He looks at our motive. God knows the motive behind all of our thoughts. He said, before the thought even entered into your mind, I already knew it was there. I already knew it was there. So people of God, we're talking about the King of Glory. Who is this King of Glory? So let's turn to 1 Kings today. Ah, God, help me today. Help me today, Lord. As I begin to look at this, and as I begin to just think about the Old Testament and all of those patriarchs from the first man, Adam, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, all of these men had honor and glory in their day. And back then, when you heard the word glory, when you heard that word glory, you knew that that particular person or that particular nation had some weight. They had some, not no weight as pertaining to how heavy you are. We're not talking about no physical weight. We're talking about something spiritual. We're talking about something in the natural. Has nothing to do with what size you are as far as your physical body. But this weight meant some weight of riches. They had some weight of power. They had the weight of position. They had honor. They had a reputation. And guess what? They had some possessions. We talked about on Monday about Job, how God said that Job was an upright and a man, a perfect man, one that eschewed evil. Job prayed for his children every day. If he thought they had sin, he sent up some prayer for God to cover them. Amen. So when we talk about glory, these patriarchs had glory. They were respected in their country. Amen. And they were respected because of the glory that rested upon their lives. Is there any glory resting on your life today? Can anybody say anything that would lead them to believe that the glory of God was resting on your life? Amen. See, if you don't have a Mercedes Benz, and if you're not living in a gated community, if you don't have a job that demands a 6 or 7 figure income, then you're not even considered. Even in some of these churches, I won't say churches because the church of God is unblemished. The church of God don't have no respect of person. But in some of these buildings, I've said, some of these man-made buildings where man exalts you, where man elevates you, where they give you credentials, they appoint you to certain positions. If you don't fall into that class that I told you about, you won't get no prestigious position. Hallelujah. If you living in the hood, hallelujah, and you living in the project, and you driving a hoopty, hallelujah, and you working at McDonald's or Burger King, you won't get no position in these church, in these buildings. Now, let me rephrase that. You won't get any positions. But let me tell you something today, people of God. Whom God calls, he qualifies. And whom he qualifies, he'll justify. Amen. God can take you from the pit to the palace. Didn't he do it for Joseph? Hallelujah. His brothers pulled him out the pit and sold him into the hands of the Midianites. And you all know the story. Joseph had a dream one day. Oh, Lord, let me slow up a minute because I got to get to this story you told me to talk about today. We all know the story of Joseph. Hallelujah. He had a dream and he shared it with his brothers. Hallelujah. And even his father said, Joseph, what are you talking about? You mean to tell me I'm going to have to come back and bow down to you? I am your father. Joseph didn't know what the dream meant. He was just a young lad. He had a dream, and you know how you dream something and it's exciting and it's good? You want to share it with somebody, and that's what happened. Joseph he wasn't trying to boast. He wasn't trying to be braggadocious, hallelujah, but he wanted to share that beautiful dream. But you can't share everything with everybody. Some things you got to take it to God. Some things you got to keep it on the down low. Oh, glory to God. Because, see, folks are jealous of you. Hey, people don't want to see you mount up. They might talk good for a little while. Hallelujah. It may be a season that they may support you, but they're not going to be there for every season. See, there's four seasons, winter, summer, spring, and fall. There's four different seasons. Hallelujah. They may stick with you during the summer season, but when winter comes, they're gone. Amen, amen, amen. But God said, tell them, hallelujah, about this King of Glory. I am this King of Glory. So as I begin to read a little bit about that, hallelujah, I went over here to 1 Kings chapter 13, and we're going to read a little bit because I want you to get the full essence and the full moral of this story. See, these stories stories are not just here for us to just get excited to jump and shout, but these stories were written for our learning. They were written for us to grow. They were written for us to be able to elevate and exercise our faith. They were written for us to pull ourselves up, hallelujah, and say, for God I live and for God I'll die. Hey, everybody's house is not the same. My living room might be a design a little bit different from yours, hallelujah, but I'm sure in every living room there is a sofa and there is a coffee table or end table, and then there is a lamp, hallelujah. Now, if you in the wealth, hallelujah, and the glory of God rests on your life like it did with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, then your house may be designed differently. You might have a full dining room set in your living room. Amen. You may not have any sofas. Hallelujah. You might just have chaise lounges all over your house. Hallelujah. Every house is designed differently. Oh, but the house of God, he said, my house shall be called a house of prayer. Hallelujah. Prayer should be in every house. That's saying it is a house of God. Prayer is the order of the day. Prayer is the order of the day, because guess what? Prayer still works. Hallelujah. Prayer still works. And we have to be obedient. We have to listen to the voice of God. Let's go on into this lesson today. 1 Kings chapter 13. Sister Ruby, do you feel like reading a little bit? Glory to God. Sister Ruby, thank you, Jesus. Okay, well, let me read. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And behold, Sister Ruby, okay, let me see. Let me open up somebody's line. Sister Patrice?
Yes, ma'am.
As long as you can hear me, that's fine. I know somebody hear me. She may be doing something. But let me read a little bit. 1 Kings, we're at 1 Kings chapter 13, and I'm not going to tell you about this story. Some of you all may have heard about this story, and some of you may have never even read or heard about it, but today you will be able to hear about it, and you'll be able to read along with me. Amen. Let me go on to Bible Gateway. I could see a little better online. Amen. And it says, verse 13, 1 Kings 13 and 1, that's where we're starting at. And it says, and behold, there came a man of God out of Judah by the word of the Lord unto Bethel. And Jeroboam stood by the altar to burn incense, and he cried against the altar in the word of the Lord. And said, excuse me, O altar, altar, thus saith the Lord, behold, a child shall be born unto the house of David, Josiah by name. I just told y'all about Josiah. And upon thee shall he offer the priests of the high places that burn incense upon thee. And men's bones shall be burnt upon thee. And he gave a sign the same day, saying, this is the sign which the Lord has spoken. Behold, the altar shall be rent, and the ashes that are upon it shall be poured out. And it came to pass, when King Jeroboam heard the saying of the man of God, which had cried against the altar in Bethel, that he put forth his hand from the altar, saying, lay hold on him. And his hand, which he put forth against him, dried up. Baby, don't put your hand on God's anointed. Don't put your hand on God's chosen. He said it dried up so that he could not pull it in again to him. The altar, which God had already declared, was rent, and the ashes poured out from the altar according to the sign which the man of God had given by the word of the Lord. And the king answered and said unto the man of God, entreat now the face of the Lord thy God. So the king is talking to the man of God. He's saying, he's talking to the prophet, and he said, pray for me that my hand may be restored me again. Sometimes you need somebody that has been designated, that has been sent from God to offer a prayer. That's why Jesus is our mediator. Jesus take our petitions to God. Jesus is the Son of God. Amen. He takes our petition to God. And God grant our request through our mediator. And the man of God besought the Lord, and the king's hand was restored him again, and became as it was before. And the king said unto the man of God, listen. Now this is where the dialogue really starts. This is where the Lord, the prophet is going to tell the man of God what he's already been instructed by God. But you're going to see that he did not follow the instructions of God wholly. Let me tell you, people of God, we're talking about the King of Glory. If you get instructions from the King of Glory, I don't care if a witch, I don't care if a warlord, a psychic, I don't care who come and tell you otherwise. If you are convinced and you are assured that God gave you this word and God gave you these instructions, stand on it. Ha! Hallelujah. Stand on it. Be like King or Queen Esther. Stand on it. She said, though I perish, if I perish, let me perish. But I'm going before the king. All right, let's go on. We're at verse 7. And the king said unto the man of God, listen carefully, because God is trying to help somebody today. And the king said unto the man of God, come home with me and refresh thyself, and I will give thee a reward. So the king wanted to bless the prophet because his hand was restored. He wanted him to come home and sup with him, and he was going to give him a reward. But listen at what verse 8 says. And the man of God said unto the king, if thou wilt give me half thine house, I will not go in with thee, neither will I eat bread nor drink water in this place. You better be careful where you're going. For so was it charged me by the word of the Lord, saying, eat no bread. Now, this is the prophet of God telling the king that it was charged of me by the word of the Lord, saying, eat no bread, nor drink water, nor turn again by the same way that thou camest. So he went another way and returned not by the way that he came to Bethel. But now listen, here where the story start to really take place. Now there dwelt an old prophet in Bethel. We're talking about who is this King of Glory. And his sons came. See, his sons was there. They seen that when the man of God, Hain, was a ruin. They seen when the prophet prayed for him and it was restored again. Now there dwelt an old prophet. Listen to this. An old prophet in Bethel. And his sons came and told him all the works that the man of God had done that day in Bethel, the words which he had spoken unto the king. Them they told also to their father. And their father said unto them, what way went he? For his sons had seen what way the man of God went, which came from Judah. And he said unto his sons, saddle me the ass. So they saddled him the ass, and he rode thereon. And he went after the man of God and found him sitting under an oak. And he said unto him, art thou the man of God that camest from Judah? And the man of God said, I am. Then he said unto him, now this is the old prophet. He's talking to the young prophet who wouldn't obey God because of the miracle that he had performed by speaking the word to the king. But listen what happened. Then he said unto him, come home with me and eat bread. Now listen, the prophet had already told the king, I can't disobey God. I can't come in and eat with you. But this old prophet, hallelujah, he came as a lying spirit, really. He came as a lying spirit. But remember, some things that come to afflict us, it's not for our bad. Sometimes it's for our good. Then he said unto him, we had verse 15, come home with me and eat bread. Now, verse 16, this is the young prophet. He said, I may not return with thee, nor go in with thee. Neither will I eat bread nor drink water with thee in this place. For it was said to me by the word of the Lord, thou shalt eat no bread, nor drink water there, nor turn again to go by the way that thou camest. He said unto him, now verse 18, listen at this old prophet. He was lying. He was lying. He was set to deceive the man of God. He was set to make sure that this young prophet, he was testing the young prophet. He was lying. God ain't told him to do that. But he wanted to see if this young prophet really was a prophet. Because if he was a prophet, the old prophet knew if he was a true prophet, then he would obey the word of the Lord. Oh, y'all better watch God today. God trying to help some of y'all out here. Because guess what? Some of us are being deceived by some lying prophets. And God ain't sent them. The devil sent them. Because they're going to prove you. They're going to test you to see if you who you say you are. Some of us sending thousands of dollars to these false prophets. God, you better watch, God. Some of us give more glory to the lying prophets than we give to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We'd rather believe a lying prophet than to get in this word and search the scriptures for ourselves. Now listen, we're at verse 18. God, oh Lord, I don't know who this sore is for today, but the Lord told me to go here today. Verse 18, he said unto him, this is the old prophet, I am a prophet also. As thou art, listen at our bread. Listen how boastful he is. He said, I am a prophet also, as thou art. And an angel spake unto me by the word of the Lord, saying, bring him back with thee into thine house that was alive from the pit, that he may eat bread and drink water. But listen at it with verse 18 say, but he lied unto him. Watch these lying prophets. So he went back with him and did eat bread in his house and drank water. I don't care who come to you. The Bible says if they come to you preaching and teaching any other gospel, Paul said, then we have preached, let them be accursed. This young prophet was not confident. He was not obedient. He wasn't even sure of himself. Because he let an old prophet come and dissuade him. He let an old prophet come and change the instructions that God had clearly given him. So he went back with him and did eat in his house and drank water. But let me tell you, you're going to hear what God got for these lying prophets. You're going to hear what God will do when you fail to obey his word. Verse 20. Excuse me one second. Verse 20 says, and it came to pass, as they sat at the table, that the word of the Lord came unto the prophet that brought him back. Now listen how the scenario is going. Listen, look at the script, how it's being played now. After he done got the young prophet to disobey God, now he going to put the word back on him, tell him what he failed to do. And then so the prophet brought him back. And he cried unto the man of God that came from Judah, the young prophet, and saying, thus saith the Lord. Now you're going to tell him what the Lord said. He knew he was lying. For as much as thou hast disobeyed the mouth of the Lord and hast not kept the commandment which the Lord thy God commanded thee, but camest back and hast eaten bread and drunk water in this place, of the which the Lord did say to thee, eat no bread and drink no water. Ah, we won't fast for a day. We got to consume everything. Thy carcass, listen, this is the old prophet. He's telling him, thy carcass shall not come unto the sepulchre of thy fathers. And it came to pass, after he had eaten bread, he gave him the word of the Lord, after he had deceived him and had him to disobey God. And after he had drunk, we had verse 23, that he saddled for him the ass, to wit, for the prophet whom he had brought back. And when he was gone, when the young prophet who failed to obey God, when he was gone, he was riding on the ass, a lion met him by the way and slew him. And his carcass was cast in the way, and the ass stood by it. The lion also stood by the carcass. Look at this. You know the ass and the lion, of course, should have ate up the man of God, but he didn't. The ass stood by the carcass, stood by the prophet of God that the lion had slain, and the lion also stood by the carcass. And behold, verse 25 said, God is trying to help somebody today. And behold, men passed by and saw the carcass cast in the way. See, the Lord didn't allow the prophet body to be destroyed and shredded into pieces. And the lion standing by the carcass. And they came and told it in the city where the old prophet dwelt. And when the prophet that brought him back from the way heard thereof, he said, listen, this is the old prophet that went as a lying spirit, that went to deceive this young prophet. He said, it is the man of God. He's acknowledging now that this was a man of God who was disobedient. Listen at what he's saying. Who was disobedient to the word of the Lord. Therefore, the Lord had delivered him unto the lion, which had torn him and slain him, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake unto him. And he spake to his sons, the lion prophet, the old prophet. He said, saddle me a ass again. And they saddled it. And he went and found the old man, the young prophet carcass laying in the way. And the ass and the lion was still standing by the carcass. Listen at what this saying. The lion had not eaten the carcass, nor torn the ass. The lion did not harm the ass, and neither did the lion eat the carcass. All he did was probably bit into him, where he killed him. But he did not eat up the man of God. And the lion, you all know a lion. The lion would have ate up the ass too. But God did not have it so. Verse 29, and we finishing up. This is what God gave me to give to you all today. Verse 29 say, and the prophet took up the carcass of the man of God and laid it upon the ass, and brought it back. And the old prophet came to the city to mourn and to bury him. And he laid his carcass, listen, people of God, he laid his carcass in his own grave, and they mourned over him, saying, alas, my brother. But look at what also happened. Verse 31. And it came to pass, after he had buried him, that he spake, the old prophet spoke to his son, saying, when I am dead, then bury me in the sepulchre wherein the man of God is buried. Lay my bones beside his bones. Why did he do that? Because he knew that he had caused this young prophet's life. He brought death unto this prophet's life. This young prophet could have lived. This young prophet could have declared the glory of God. But he failed to follow the instruction of God because a witch or warlord, the psychic came, hallelujah, those that lie every day, those that are deceivers, those that are mockers, they come to mock God's word. They come to make God a lie and shame. They come to bring embarrassment upon the family of God. Oh, but I'm here to tell you, people of God, guess what? When God gets sick of them, when God gets tired of them, he's going to kill them. He will bring you down. If you fail to obey God, you will be like that young prophet in the way. If you fail to give God the glory he is calling for, I'm telling, Lord, y'all going to call me the prophet of doom. I don't know why the Lord keeps it, but he's sending a warning. God sends warning before destruction. And I didn't even want to read this today, because last week I was the one had to tell you to be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man reap, whatsoever man sow, that shall he also reap. Let me tell you, do not be deceived. If they come preaching and teaching any other gospel, let them be a curse. Don't you follow after these Mercedes-Benz and these Bentleys and these five-star hotels and all of these Gucci and Louis Vuitton. Woo, I could go to Walmart, which I did, and bought me a pair of sneakers to walk track in. There was a time I wouldn't have bought nothing out of Walmart to go on my body. $17.97 for the sneakers. Oh, because I thought I was above that. You know, when you're making a little money, y'all don't know no more shot, y'all. And you know, you got a little change in your bank account. Hallelujah. You know, you got a good name. You can go get anything you want. You know, just sign on the dotted line. You know, you look down on people that shop at Kmart and Walmart. Yes. But I tell you, there's going to come a season where you ain't going to be into all of this designer stuff, but you're going to get into the God that designed you. Hallelujah. We're talking about the God of glory. We're talking about the King of glory. Who is this King of glory? So let's finish this. Verse 32 said, for the saying which he cried by the word of the Lord against the altar in Bethel and against all the houses of the high places which are in the cities of Samaria shall surely come to pass. Look what this prophet's saying. He's saying everything that this young prophet declared about the altar was going to be rent and how the houses in the high places was coming now. He said it shall surely come to pass. It shall surely come to pass. That's what he's saying. And show you. Hallelujah. Now, we don't know how God going to judge this man, this old prophet. We don't know how God going. So we got to leave things alone. That's why the Bible tell us to tell a dream as a dream and leave it alone. Don't go to prophesying and coming up with your own conclusion. Don't go to surmising what you think it is. Tell them what thus say the Lord and leave it alone. Tell them what thus say the Lord and leave it alone. Is that all right? We have to say what thus say the Lord and leave it alone. Leave it alone. Hayadoboshaya. Thank you, Jesus. We need to know, people of God, that God is not asleep. We need to know whatever he say to us today or tomorrow, if God is saying it, if God is saying it and you are convinced and you are convicted that is God, don't let no devil come and dissuade you. Hallelujah. When the Apostle Paul stood before King Agrippa to plead his case, Paul began to tell him, he said, I sat at the feet of Gamaliel. He said, I am a Jewish citizen. Hallelujah. I am a Roman citizen. Excuse me. He said, I was with the leaders. I was one of those that persecuted the church. He said, but guess what? I was on my way. I was on the road to Damascus. Hallelujah. And I heard a voice. And it called out of heaven. I seen a light shine. Hallelujah. And he said, I heard him say, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Hallelujah. And he said, Jesus, who are you? Who art thou, Lord? And Jesus told him who he was. He says, it's hard to kick against the prick. Hallelujah. And Paul says, Saul, he was Saul. Then God changed his name. Hallelujah. So Paul began to tell King Agrippa of his Damascus experience. He began to tell King Agrippa how he believed that Jesus was the Son of God. Ah, how he was convinced that this was the way. Hallelujah. And you know what? King Agrippa said, Paul, Saul, he was Saul. He said, Saul, you've almost persuaded me. That has to be our testimony. We have to persuade men that Jesus is the King of Glory. We have to persuade people that there's no other way. We can't get to heaven riding in a Bentley. We can't get to heaven on our works alone. James said, faith without works is dead. Hallelujah. You have to have faith and you have to have some works too. Hallelujah. Who is this King of Glory? Who is this King of Glory? Hallelujah. God, I don't know who's God. I didn't even know how to go with this. I didn't even know how to present this message today. I didn't know how to present it. But God said, I said, Lord, why are you sending me this way? Dr. Singleton was supposed to be on the line today. I didn't tell y'all the name, but he didn't get back to me. And I said, Lord, what are you saying today? He said, you're asking a question this week. Who is this King of Glory? He said, I want them to know who this King is. I told the prophet. I gave him specific instructions. If Prophet is Harrison, come and tell me something that the Lord did not say. Much as I love her, much as I honor and respect her, guess what? If I am convinced that God spoke to me and said, Adrian, I want you to go to Los Angeles, and I don't want you to eat nothing, I don't want you to drink nothing, I don't want you to go back the way you came, I want you to tell them what thus say the Lord, and I want you to go back another way, and I don't care who come tell you otherwise, you staying on what I told you. I have to say, Prophetess Harrison, I hear what you're saying. But the Lord told me something else. And who am I to obey? Prophetess Harrison, and I'm just using her because she'll let me use her. Who should I obey? What, the word that's coming out of her mouth or the word that God had already spoken to me? She's not a lying prophet. Hallelujah. But that old prophet, he wasn't a lying prophet, but he became a lying prophet. He became a lying prophet because God wanted to show them that when you fail to disobey me, I'll send one of my angels and I'll make them a lying spirit. And if y'all just think I'm talking, God trying to help somebody today, turn, hallelujah, turn to 1 Kings 22:20. Mm-hmm. Y'all think I'm just talking. 22:20. Hallelujah. 22:20. First Kings, just turn a few pages over. Hallelujah. 22:20 says, and the Lord said, who shall persuade Ahab that he may go up and fall at Ramoth Gilead? And one said on this manner, and another said on that manner. And there came forth a spirit. Listen to this. This is going to validate, and this is going to document what we just talked about the lying prophet. He said, and there came forth a spirit and stood before the Lord and said, I will persuade him. Verse 22 said, and the Lord said unto him, wherewith? And he said, I will go forth and I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. Did you just hear that? Did you just hear that? A spirit came before God and said, Lord, send me. I will be a lying spirit. You better watch these lying spirits. Hallelujah. God sent that lying spirit. But these lying spirits that's coming to you, God ain't sending them. They're coming from the enemy. And I know it's right. I got a message this morning. Hallelujah. And I'm not sharing no names, but a message this morning. And somebody was praying about the enemy. Hallelujah. I was praying about the enemy. And I picked up that spirit. And I said, the enemy is trying to destroy them. You don't find nobody praying about the enemy every day. You praying, asking God for help. God want to help you. We give more praise and more glory to the enemy than we give to God. When are we going to flip the script? Hallelujah. The enemy is, our enemy is a little God. Are you serving a little God today? Or are you serving a big God? I serve a big God, and I refuse to bow down to the little gods. I don't know about you today. I have decided to follow Jesus. I've come too far. I've suffered too long to turn back now. I don't care what's in your house. I don't care what's in your bank account. My God shall provide. My God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and his glory. Now, when I get puffed up and get the big head and think I'm doing something and I fail to give glory to the King of Glory, then God will take me down. He will take me down. Hallelujah. He did it to King Nebuchadnezzar, and he'll do it to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He did it to David. He said, David was a man after mine own heart. He said, but I can't let you build me a house, David, because you have shed innocent blood. Hallelujah. But his son Solomon stood in his stead, and he accomplished the vision that David had, the dream David had, to build a house for the Lord. People of God, in my closing, in my closing, I didn't choose this story today. I didn't choose this message today. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord said, you know, they got to, I'm going to say this and I got to close. Oh, this was a hard one here, Lord. This was very hard today. Amen. I wasn't feeling the best in my body. Ah, y'all don't know, Messiah. My stomach been bothering me for a couple of days. It go away and it come back. So I wasn't feeling the greatest. And I didn't want to preach this message today. That's why I called on Dr. Singleton. Hallelujah. But you know what? The Bible said be instant in season and out of season. And when the Lord took me to that story, then he said, go to First Kings, because I want them to know that I'll send them a seducing spirit. Hi, and we told you all last week. when I had to also give a warning. We told you on last week when we went to Romans chapter 1, verse 20, and we said when they knew God, they didn't glorify him as God, but they darkened hearts. They became their imaginations. Hallelujah. They became foolish in their imaginations, and they changed, hallelujah, the incorruptible God to that of a corruptible God, to that of an animal and a men with men, women with women. It's an abomination. And the demons came at us. You seen it, those of you that was on the line. You seen on Wednesday how the demons was on this line. Hiya no no mo shaya. Woo, glory to God. Lord Jesus, I'm telling you all today, God is not playing with us. God wants us to be real. He wants us to have a relationship with him. He wants us to give him all the glory. He wants us to give him all the honor. He don't want us to give his glory to no one else, Sister Carter. Woo, Sister Carter, you've touched me today. I haven't seen you in a while, but we always praying for you. I'm going to let y'all go. I could only give y'all what thus say the Lord today. I have nothing else. I can't hoop. I can't moan. I can't scream no more. I can't do no more of that. I gave you what thus say the Lord. So therefore, I'll end on this. You are inexcusable, O man, whomsoever ye may be. God bless you. Back into your hands, Sister Ruby.
Okay, praise the Lord. That was a word. Oh, that was a rhema word from heaven. You know, Vandis Bernard, you were calling me to read the scripture, but I thought you had understood that I was had an appointment here at 1 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. I forgot, Sister Ruby.
All right.
I'm sorry. I forgot.
No, that's fine. I just wanted to make sure. I had an appointment at 1 o'clock, and they came in, and the broadcast was on. Listen, God, he's awesome. And you would start preaching, and he said, what is this? This is Block. I said, Block Talk Radio. We on Monday through Friday. He said, well, I go out, and I share the word of the Lord with different people. I said, well, what church do you belong to? He said, I don't belong there. I don't think we need to have, but we got him back and forth with that. But it's a blessing because the Lord advertised Block Talk Radio with this meeting I had in my house at 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Wow.
He wanted him to hear this word. So I just give God all the glory and all the praise. I got a testimony. That's just why I was telling the listeners and each and everybody here why I didn't pick up. Because we had shared that earlier. But anyway, the Lord knows all about it. So we're going to Minister Aaron Singleton. Your line is open. Minister Aaron Singleton. Now, he can't. Minister Aaron Singleton, we're going to go to Liberal Democrat.
Sister Kim. That was Sister Kim's line you had open.
Was that Sister Kim? Okay, sorry about that. Good, glad you got a backup, huh? Kim? She's not answering. Sister Kim? Okay, I'm going to Liberal Democrat. She probably can't answer. I don't know why I got that. I got that 517, that's what it was. Liberal Democrat.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
Woo,
that was a word right
Lord,
there, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm over here. Amen. I'm saying that was so true what the woman of God was saying, how we be praising the devil in these testimony services. Like, you know, the devil did this and the devil did that and the devil did that. She said, but who is the God of glory? We got to start giving God the glory. Amen. She said, that's the little G. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to praise the big G. Amen. So I receive that woman of God. Amen. I gotta get on myself sometime when I'm, you know, talking about my trials and tribulations too much. I'm saying, like, the devil did this, the devil did that. He said, we praising the devil when we talk like that.
Come on.
Amen. Amen. God wants us to say, who is the God of glory? Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So you, amen. I was supposed to hear that. Amen. The God, the God said, wait a minute now. Am I your God or are you praising something else?
Come on.
Hallelujah. Amen. So that was a rhema word today. I received that one, of God. I got to watch my mouth. I got to watch what I'm saying. Amen. When I'm going through. Amen. I got to say, to God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. The big G. I wrote that down, woman of God. Amen. I got the big G. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to praise him. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Ooh,
amen. That was
Jesus.
A word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Oh, bless your name.
God.
We're going to Sister Teresa.
Woo, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Sister Teresa, your line is open. Okay, then we're going to go to Sister Patrice.
Sister Patrice.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Woo, in my prayer time today. I mean, that was just so timely because sometimes when we're seeking a word from the Lord and we look to the mouth of the prophet or the preacher, and, you know, and all that is coming. God, they're just instruments. God, hallelujah.
Yes.
And we're getting to this word for ourselves, and we can hear from the Lord for ourselves. And I'm learning this more and more every day. Glory to God. Glory to God. And I just thank you for that word. That was a great word for me also. Praise the Lord. And I just thank you and love you all. You guys have a blessed. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Jesus.
Thank you for the her sister, Patrice, that was a blessing. We're going to Sister 707-8386. You and your daughter was on. I think it's you.
Hi, this is Yolanda. How you doing?
Oh,
hi,
bless.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing better, feeling better, and went to the doctor so I could get myself all checked out so I can get back to reading the word instead of the audio because I'm learning, seem like when I'm listening, your focus can distract a little bit as to when I'm reading. It's like I know 100% I'm there with God. I don't know if that means something different, but I'm just, you know, I got an eye appointment coming up. But I want you guys to know that I really enjoy listening to the word. Ever since I went to the salon, Monday through Friday, I dial this number. Even if I can only come on for 15 or 20 minutes because I'm busy
good.
Listening.
Yes.
I just love to hear the word, but woman of God, I didn't get your name, and I'm hearing you, I'm learning from you, and I want to know your name.
Oh,
I've never heard it. I hear Sister Ruby's name, but I just wanted to hear, I wanted to know your name.
Adrian Bernard.
When you're praying.
Adrian Bernard.
Your name is Sister Adrian Bernard?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. I always call my mama a teacher, and I know her name, so I said, I got to call in just to get her name because, you know, I'm enjoying everybody speaking, but you really be giving a powerful message every day. And,
Thank you.
You're speaking that, and I'm receiving that because I'm, you know, learning about the Lord.
Good.
I just thank you for the word that you give every day. And like I said, no matter what I'm doing, I'm on the air right now. My daughter's in the store. I'm
enjoying
one city to another today listening.
Amen,
I
well, we bless. Thank God for you. You know, we're on this line Monday through Friday, and, you know, we have different, we try to line up different speakers to give a different perspective where, you know, I can't be, this will wear me out doing this 5 days a week, but we're here Monday
sure
through Friday preaching and teaching the word of God. So thank you. God bless you, Sister Yolanda. Tell your mother we say praise the Lord.
Thank you. You guys have a good day.
Amen. Thanks. Amen.
Sister Carter.
Praise the Lord.
So good to see you and hear your voice.
Oh, I've been so good today. The Lord just used
thank
that
you.
Today. Oh, my Lord, that is good. It was really hot from heaven. The word as it is. And that is so good, Evangelist. That is a blessing. Actually, it is such a blessing. And I'm so thankful to see, you know, how the Lord used you today.
Thank you, Jesus.
But I'm so sorry that I have not been listening. I have not been there because I was busy and busy.
Yes.
I am going to stay in there. I'm not going anywhere. I have to hear the word.
Amen, amen. Well, we certainly miss you. Sister Carter is one of our prayer warriors that come on Sunday most times with us and lead us in prayer. And I tell you, we certainly miss you, Sister Carter, but you can always go back and listen in the archives and listen to the message from yesterday. And also Monday, Liberal Democrat brought the word on yesterday. And I tell you, it was a powerful word. God has just been speaking. Because he's trying to get our attention. Jesus is coming. And
Lord,
Sister Carter, we are in the end time. It's already upon us.
Yes.
So whatever we're going to do for the Lord, and whatever we're going to do to make sure that our peace calling and election is sure, we better get busy. We better quit putting off until tomorrow what we can actually do today. Hallelujah.
That's
so
right.
God bless you. So good to see you today.
Amen.
Amen. And we just praise God for each and every one of you all. I see Sister Teresa is still on the line.
Well, I went to Sister Kim back a minute because I had a number mixed up with Minister Aaron. All I see was a 517. Sister Kim.
Sister Kim. Tell your eyes can play tricks on us.
Yeah, especially when the word is this anointed. Sister Kim? Okay, then she's not. So let us go back to Sister Teresa. I called her earlier. Sister Teresa?
Amen, amen. Well, we thank God for each and every one of you all today. Sister Ruby, I didn't know your meeting was in your home.
Yeah,
I didn't understand that your meeting was right there in your home, but God knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing, but you know what? It wasn't the meeting so much as it was the word came forth, and they were amazed to know that you could come on Block Talk Radio all over the world and preach and teach Christ, and he said he was a witness. So we don't know what the Lord going to do, but, you know, as long as you're obedient. I just thought
Amen.
I was... Since you called me to bring read the scriptures, and I was on mute.
Okay,
praise God. Right. Prophetess Harrison came on, and she.
I saw Prophetess Harrison on. God bless her.
This time,
amen.
And we had two in the chat room. You know, Liberal Democrat and Divinely Purple, I think. So anyway, just I'll say my little bit. It's just been a blessing. It was just truly anointed, and I would say amen, amen. And it was on mute, but he was sitting there, and he was, you know, doing the things, and he was excited, and I was excited, and I was preaching more about him and kingdom and the house, Jesus' house and building and families and where we going in to be healed, saved, and delivered and set free. So I say,
wow.
Lord, I'm witnessing in my house today. Amen. Was awesome.
Well, Sister Ruby, that's let you know you're doing the work of the Lord.
Amen.
And you don't have to be outdoor knocking. God will send somebody right in your house and they can hear the word.
They
Amen.
Heard.
Well, we thank God for each and every one of you all on today. Friday, Prophet Davis will be with us, and I don't know yet. Minister Singleton should be ministering for us tomorrow. Hallelujah. So keep us in your prayers. I tell you, we need much, 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 much prayer. Amen. So we're going to, who's on the line? Amen, amen. Let's go to Sister Carter. And ask Sister Carter, I'm going to ask Sister Carter, I need special prayer. I need God to touch my body. I don't know what's going on with my stomach area. This has been going on since Sunday. And it leaves, and then it's coming back. So I'm trusting God, whatever it is, if it's a little virus or something, that it will soon pass because it's just beginning to really bug me now. So I'm asking for prayer for that, and I'm going to ask Sister Carter to dismiss us. I tell you, I'm signing early. We almost off the line, so some going to sign in late, and we'll be gone. until tomorrow. So, Sister Carter, God bless you.
She dropped. She's not there, Vandy.
She dropped off. Okay, who else is on here? Let's
she's
go to
here.
Sister Patrice then. Sister Patrice.
Yeah, you open that line.
Yeah, it's open.
Ooh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lord God,
thank
we just
you,
thank
Jesus.
You for the word that came forth today, Lord
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we give you all the glory and all the praise, God.
Jesus.
And we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We
thank
you for
your
intercession. We thank you, Lord God. And we ask that you go into her body, Father God.
Hallelujah,
right now,
Jesus.
You see where it's at, Lord God. You see what is needed, Lord God. We
thank
ask that you make her whole, God, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet.
Oh, God,
that you make her whole again in the mighty name of
Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus, God. And we thank you for every listener, Lord God. Hallelujah. That has been on this line, God. That you send my a portion of blessings, God. Lord God, you see where the needs are, where the needs need to be met. Lord God, we ask that you cover them and, Lord God, and keep them in all their ways. In
yes,
the mighty, mighty
thank
name
you, Jesus.
Of
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
God, I bless
name
you.
Of Jesus,
God.
God. We give you
thank
the glory.
You, Lord
we give
Jesus.
You the
Hallelujah.
Glory, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. We
oh,
thank you, God.
Bless your
oh, God.
Name, Jesus.
And Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your
thank
name,
you.
God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God.
Thank you, Jesus. You're the most
high. We bless your name, God. We bless your name.
Hallelujah. We bless you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, God.
You're the most high.
Oh, God, we bless you.
I would bow down by Bishop Paul Martin. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Thank
bless
you,
your
Jesus.
Name.
We'll
bless
see you
name.
At 1 tomorrow. Thank you for the prayer, Sister Patrice. Thank you. Sister Teresa, I see you.
God bless you. God bless you.
Sister Kim, Liberal Democrat. Sister Yolanda, Sister Ruby, God bless you. We love you all with the love of God. God bless you all. Have a great day in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
All over this building, let's lift our hands in the presence of the Lord. We're going to worship Him. The Bible declares that we are to worship Him in the beauty of holiness. I want every hand lifted. If you want to close your eyes, go ahead and close them, but I want you to focus upon Jesus now. For He alone is worthy to be worshipped and worthy to be adored. Can I get an amen on that? Can I get an amen on that? The Bible records in Matthew chapter 2 and verse number 11. It says, when the wise men came to the place where baby Jesus was, it says, when they saw Him, they fell down and worshipped Him. Everybody say, fell down. They bowed down and they worshipped Him. And the scripture says, and then their treasures were opened. And they presented unto Him gifts. And therein is a glorious revelation of the Spirit. And it is this, that when you and I will humble ourselves and begin to worship, the treasure that is in this earthen vessel begins to open up. Somebody say yes. And the gifts of the Spirit of God that are within us begin to flow. I believe if we will worship God with our whole heart, our whole spirit and soul, God's presence and power will begin to move in this place. People can be healed and delivered even while we're worshiping and recording. Does anybody believe that with me?
I want you to lift up your hands now and begin to lift up your voices. That's right. Just begin to open your own mouth and begin to worship him. Out of your spirit, just begin to bless his holy name. If he's done anything for you, just begin to worship. Just begin to worship. That's right. Begin to worship. Begin to bless his name. Begin to bless his name. Come on and bless his name. Bow down and worship him. Worship him. Oh, worship him. Bow down and worship him.